The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome, folks. Nice to see the names streaming on the side there. So one announcement: I'll be away at retreat next week, so we won't have class. Regather 22nd, and I think there's enough teraflops or whatever it is of Dharma out there, so we can make it a week. And I was going to call the class Certain Wednesdays, kind of like that. It's a little too cute or something, but given that I'm very uncertain and that we'd be meeting on certain Wednesdays, but it's just Wednesdays with Matthew. That's what we ran with over at the shop. And so here we are, and ready to practice together. So let's settle in. So part of why our breathing is emphasized is that our breath doesn't depend on whatever we call me, doesn't depend on that. Whatever feels like the headquarters of I am-ness, the locus of our willfulness, the place where we must strive from, the house of our energetic vigor, our glory and our shame, all of that. The breathing doesn't depend on any of it. And so just to breathe, it can feel like, well, yeah, the breath does itself, but my job's to attend to it. My job's to point my attention at it, to not get distracted, to be a good yogi. But in the end, the awareness doesn't depend on you either. You can't start it or stop it. So the egoless breath being received, the egoless Awareness. Emptiness, knowing emptiness. Trungpa Rinpoche said we're stepping out of the bureaucracy of ego. The micromanagement of self. And we set aside a kind of special category for self-related phenomena. But it's all made of the same stuff, rising and passing. The openness of awareness, the effortlessness of breathing. when we're especially moving, our body keeps its balance with a sense of proprioception. The ego almost has its own system of proprioception, egoic proprioception, keeping tabs on self. Keeping tabs on the egoic balance. So we just keep reiterating the sense of self, keep humming kind of song myself. The image of our body arises and rearises. The thinking and subtle thinking that create a sense of place within experience. When this flies beneath the radar of awareness, the existence of me is unquestioned. But as we become sensitive to more and more of these phenomena, the self no longer feels like a home refuge. And modes of awareness that taste less and less like me come online.